This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Indian cargo vessel Nanda Devi, carrying 46,000 metric tons of liquefied petroleum gas LPG, arrived safely at Vadinar port in Devbhumi Dwarka district of Gujarat from Qatar this morning after crossing the Strait of Hormuz amid the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Yesterday, Indian cargo vessel Shivalik arrived safely at Mundra port in Gujarat. Both shipments are set to significantly bolster the national gas reserves. The Lok Sabha has revoked the suspension of 8 opposition MPs today after the House unanimously adopted a motion in this regard. The motion was moved by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, proposing termination of the suspension of the members with immediate effect. The MPs are Manikam Tagore, Amrinder Singh Raja Waring, Gurjeet Singh Aujla, Hibi Eden, Dean Kuriakose, Prashant Padole and Kiran Kumar Reddy of the Congress and S. Venkateshan of CPIM. The government has modified Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana to ensure transparency, accountability and timely payment of claims to the farmers. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that earlier the farmers had to wait for several months to receive payments in their accounts. He said insurers will have to pay agriculture-related claims with 12% interest if they fail to settle the claims within 21 days. The minister also informed that if the state governments also delay the claim process, they also have to pay 12% interest to the farmers. President Draupadi Murmu today described education as a crucial tool for creating opportunities in an individual's life, saying it paves the way for success. Addressing an event organized by Akshay Patra Foundation in New Delhi, the president noted that the process of empowerment and capacity building begins to take shape from the school education stage itself. Appreciating the efforts of the Akshay Patra Foundation in providing midday meals in schools, the president said the central government is running the world's largest midday meal scheme in the form of the PM Poshan Shakti Nirman.
सरकार द्वारा पीएम पोषण शक्ति निर्माण विश्व का सबसे बड़ा मिड डे मील्स प्रोग्राम चलाया जा रहा है और सशक्त राष्ट्र के निर्माण के दिशा में अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण कदम है। ये अभियान भारत में बच्चों की आरंभिक शिक्षा में अवरोध डालने वाली पोषण की समस्या का समाधान करने तथा उन्हें शिक्षा की मुख्य धारा से जोड़ने का दिशा में सराहनीय पहल है।
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said the finalisation of the Free Trade Agreement FTA between India and the European Union marks a turning point in bilateral ties. He made these remarks after concluding his visit to Brussels. Dr. Jayashankar said the FTA will not only unlock its enormous economic potential but also express the strategic nature of engagement on both sides. During the visit, Dr. Jayashankar called on European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and held talks with EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy Kaya Kallas. He also met EU counterparts and held separate bilateral discussions with several leaders on the sidelines. India has sharply criticised Pakistan at the United Nations, accusing it of spreading fabricated and imaginative narratives of Islamophobia in neighbouring countries while ignoring its own domestic record. Speaking at the UN General Assembly's commemoration of the International Day to Combat Islamophobia, India's permanent representative P. Harish questioned how Islamabad's own brutal repression of Ahmadiyyas and its air bombing campaigns in Afghanistan during Ramzan could be justified.
India's western neighbor is an excellent example of fabricating imaginative tales of Islamophobia in their neighborhood. One wonders what would brutal repression of Ahmadiyyas in this country be termed, or the large-scale refoulement of the helpless Afghans or air bombing campaigns in this holy month of Ramadan. India is home to more than 200 million Muslims, one of the largest Muslim populations in the world. Muslims in India, including those in Jammu and Kashmir, elect their own representatives to speak for them. The only phobia evident here appears to be directed against a multicultural and peaceful coexistence that all communities in India enjoy, including Muslim communities.
Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading over 0.2% up in afternoon trade today. The Sensex jumped 178 points to 75,681, while the Nifty added 54 points to 23,463 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.